A new report has estimated that Ireland experienced around 1,100 excess deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic years of 2020 and 2021. Excess deaths are defined as the difference between observed deaths and expected deaths based on the pattern of deaths over years. The report from the Society of Actuaries in Ireland showed broadly no excess mortality in 2020. However, 2021 witnessed an increase in excess mortality, signalling a more significant impact on mortality patterns during the pandemic's second year. The government has promised to set up an inquiry into how Ireland managed the pandemic, saying it will be non-adversarial and aims to learn lessons so that Ireland is ready for the next global health emergency. Speaking in the last half hour, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and Tánaiste de Mícheál Martin were both asked whether or not there would be a COVID inquiry here before a general election.
It's absolutely the intention for that to be the case. The government has made it clear, the three parties in government and our programme for government, in terms of a review in relation to the pandemic. I think that's a sensible thing to do. Very much welcome the fact that today we're seeing some data be published from the Society of Actuaries that's showing the benefit in terms of life-saving decisions that were made by the Irish government, and more importantly by the people of Ireland, in terms of their compliance with public health advice. But it is the intention of government to hold a review, and we expect to be in a position to finalise those terms of reference in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of work up in terms of I've always used the phrase in terms of an evaluation of how the country did during COVID, so that it would inform future responses in respect of, say, another pandemic or indeed another emergency. I think we have to learn lessons. We have to have an objective look at how we did. But a lot of work up has happened over the last number of months. I think it's a matter of selecting people and so on to head up such an evaluation and take it from there.
That's the Tánaiste de Mícheál Martin and Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking in the last half hour. Let's speak now to Social Democrats TD, their health spokesperson, Róisín Shortall. Róisín Shortall, good afternoon. Thanks for speaking to us today. So there'll be an inquiry before a general election.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Neither the Taoiseach nor the Tánaiste explained there why there's been such a delay in actually getting this inquiry set up. It should be up and running by now. We know that in the UK, for example, and in Northern Ireland, that they're very much ahead of us in terms of the timing of their inquiries. You know, if you consider that last January, the then Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, had a session where he briefed opposition parties. He outlined the scope of the evaluation that they were proposing and provided a certain amount of detail. At that stage, the opposition parties were asked to make submissions. We did that. The deadline was the middle of February. And I would have thought that in a matter of weeks, we would have had a response from government and a clear outline with details of the panel that are due to carry out this evaluation and also the person who would be chairing it. Unfortunately, we haven't heard anything about any progress in that area at all. I had a Dáil question in just last month, and there's no indication that, about the delay, the reason for it. There's no mention about the expert panel being appointed, and, you know, they're saying at some point in the near future.
Well, the Taoiseach says today the terms of reference will be published within the next few weeks. Do you accept that?
Well, I welcome it. It's taken a very long time. We had draft terms of reference back in January, and as I say, other parties made submissions on those and suggestions. So it has been quite a long delay, several months now. But I hope we'll see those in the next few weeks.
How do you see?
You have to wonder, was there a delay because of the upcoming elections later this week?
How do you see the inquiry working?
So the government have said that it's a non-statutory, expert-led evaluation after the event. So it's an after-action review. Interestingly, they said that they were going with that format because it offered speed and flexibility, and unfortunately, we haven't seen the speed. The idea is that there would be an expert panel and there would be a chair dealing with various aspects. And, you know, the scope of the inquiry has been set out, impacts in relation to economic and infrastructure policy, social equity. They're talking about a whole of government response because obviously COVID did involve all aspects of government activity and all aspects of activity within the country. And there's a separate module on nursing homes. And I think that's a really important thing.
You referenced what happened in Britain, and we saw what happened when the inquiry moved to the north recently. Would you expect government WhatsApp messages to form part of an inquiry here?
No, I absolutely wouldn't. I think, you know, if this inquiry is to have credibility, it has to be an honest attempt to look at what happened, what were the things that were done well, and what were the things that weren't done well, and what lessons can be learned in the case of future threats to the country. I do agree with the government that this shouldn't be about a blame game. I don't think that will get us very far. It is a non-statutory inquiry. And I think, you know, if we have an absolutely independent chair and people with expertise on the panel, and if the government is serious about this in approaching it in an open and honest way, I think we can learn lessons for the future.
Okay.
But it has to be approached openly and, you know, it has to be absolutely independent.
Roisin Shortall, Social Democrats' health spokesperson. Thank you for speaking with us.